Well, coming up a little bit later on this month here in our area, there's going to be an Iowa Cattle Feeders Camp sponsored by Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, among others. And we want to talk a little bit about that here this morning with Erica Lundy-Wolfolk, who's an Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Beef Specialist with the Iowa Beef Center. Erica, good morning. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, thank you for allowing me to join.
Absolutely. Talk a little bit about the Iowa Cattle Feeders Camp that's going to be held here in Cass County very soon.
Yes, so we have our Cattle Feeders Camp coming up on November 30th and December 1st at the ISU Armstrong Research Farm just west of Atlantic and the Lewis area there. And this is really kind of a program that's built off of our popular feedlot short course that we typically host on campus in Ames during the summer months. And so we've had a lot of requests for something a little bit more local to kind of southwest Iowa here. Not quite as much time away from the farm, but really just kind of a popular program because we try to include quite a bit of hands-on and small group activities. It's a little bit more different than normal of a learning environment for our attendees.
Well, doing something in a classroom setting or online, as we do so many things these days, is one thing, but what does it mean to be able to actually be hands-on like this with this type of training?
Yeah, so we do have some classroom too, so unfortunately we won't get you completely away from it. But there's a good chunk of it that is some hands-on demonstrations, both at our farm, and then we have a cooperator, a host farm too, that we'll be at as well. But it really is something that past attendees of similar programs have told us that they really enjoy. Of course, it's great when we have some industry experts that we can learn from, but there's really something different when you actually can get out and see some different things that are going on and get your hands dirty, per se, too, and learn in just a little bit less of a traditional classroom environment.
Yeah, no doubt. This is a two-day event, so it's going to be pretty intensive during those 2 days, I'm guessing.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, we start at 10 a.m. on Thursday the 30th, and we'll run through, I believe it's 2:30 on Friday afternoon. So kind of two long days packed in there. So lots of information that we're going to try to pack in there and, of course, provide some opportunities for our attendees to learn from each other as well. We think that's pretty important, too.
Yeah, and you kind of touched on it. You've got a pretty impressive group of presenters for this opportunity this year. Can you talk a little bit about what each of them brings to the table?
Yes. So we do have, at least we feel that they are industry experts for the feedlot industry and some well-known gentlemen, per se. And so first up that is Dr. Robbie Pritchard. He is an independent feedlot consultant out of South Dakota, and you might recognize his name as been a career at South Dakota State University and their extension beef industry, too. So lots of nutrition background and basics that Robbie's going to bring to our meeting for us there and lead some of those sessions and demonstrations on feed mixing, nutrition basics on getting those cattle started on feed. Another popular one is Dr. Dan Thompson. He is currently on staff at Iowa State University in our animal science department. And he is a little bit unique where he comes from a nutrition and veterinarian background as well. And so with this project, we really kind of asked him to focus on some of those feedlot health issues, particularly looking at lameness in the feedlot. So that's an issue that we've seen an increase in the last couple years. So he's a great resource to talk on some of those animal health concerns. We also have Dr. Dan Loy and Dr. Garland Dahlke, both from Iowa State, our beef extension team, the Iowa Beef Center. Dan has recently retired, but he comes from a lot of feedlot management background. That he's really going to kind of bring to the table and lead some of those on nutrition, those demonstrations as well. And then Dr. Garland Dahlke, he's kind of our fourth speaker, and he is leading some projects that's actually going on at the Armstrong Research Farm as well. That is some newer research looking at some of that dairy beef cross steers and kind of their performance in the feedlot. And so they're starting to get some data from that big project that they're going to be sharing and kind of rolling out as part of this cattle feeders camp.
Well, very good. Well, you forgot one. What about you?
That's right. Yes. Basically, just kind of the organizer of this go-around and keeping everything in motion and make sure we're staying on time. And that in itself is usually a big task with this type of group just because it is such great interactions and questions that we get to. So kind of the moderator for this meeting.
Very good. Well, this is an opportunity for folks to come together. And is it for everyone? Is it for folks who have been in the industry for a long time? Maybe folks who are getting into the industry or don't have quite as much experience? Will you have something for everyone?
Yes, we will. We typically, based off of our speakers and kind of the background, we get everybody from all over the board, from maybe somebody who's just getting started, maybe the first couple of years that they've been working at a feed yard. But we also have people that have been owning it and managing their own feed yard for several decades that will come as well. And so really it is just kind of a program for everybody to come together and learn something new. So whether it's your first week on the job or maybe you've been on the feed yard working there for several years, we hope that there's something there that everybody can pick up on and take something home and implement on their own yard.
Absolutely. Well, from feed to health issues to structural issues and things. I mean, there's so many different ways this can go. Do you have a lot of things covered?
That's right. Yes. Yes. So primarily nutrition and the animal health are kind of our two main focuses that we have. But we'll also talk a little bit more on different facility types, different feed yard setups. We've gotten some questions here in the last couple of years about maybe some type of a lot that needs expanded or renovations that are going on. And so that's something else that we've kind of added to this program, too, is to try to help producers look forward into the future and how they might make some improvements with their facilities on the feedlot side.
Well, very good. Well, being held here in Cass County at the Wallace Learning Center at the Armstrong Research Farm, you know, folks may consider that more of a local event, but you'd consider it more of a regional event. Do you expect you might get some attendees from a distance?
Yes. Based off of what we already have registered so far, all Iowa so far, but some from across the state as well. So obviously, when we go to Southwest Iowa, we love to have our local producers that are there, but hopefully it's a program that reaches anybody who's interested and can make that drive and attend as well.
So not a good idea to sit on it and wait until later.
That's right, yes. Now, we are limited to 30 participants. Again, that kind of helps us structure some of our demonstrations and those small group hands-on activities a little bit better. And so, yeah, we do ask you to register early just to make sure that we get you on the list there. And just because we like that small group setting, and our attendees from past meetings have really appreciated that as well. Just gives for more interaction between our speakers, but also to our attendees, kind of across their peer groups as well.
Sure. Well, very good. Well, I know there's a good-sized fee for this because you're going to be doing a lot and all, but the payback is good, and it is a limited number. So talk a little bit about the fee and about what they'll get for all that.
Yes. So our registration fee is $250 per person. That includes three meals. We'll have some handouts from all of our speakers and some others, too, as available as resources for you to kind of take home and build on from that standpoint. And so we do have several sponsors that are sponsoring our meeting as well. But just based off of the amount of hands-on activities we have being at different locations, too, that's kind of where all those fees come into play there.
Yep. I understand. It's when you get that many folks together and actually going to be doing a little bit of traveling with this too, and hitting some different locations, it's going to be a little bit more full here than what you might normally see in a classroom setting. What's the registration process like, Erica? Can they do this online?
Yes. So our registration, you have to register online to attend. We do have a website that's set up for that. Or another option that's maybe easier is to call your local county extension office, and they can get you in touch with that registration process as well. But yes, register online. We are closing our registrations as soon as we hit our 30 limit or by November 22nd. I believe that's the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, so coming right up. But again, we're just limiting to 30 participants.
Okay, so get after that here pretty quickly and have that discussion if that's something that you want to be involved in. Of course, we never know about the weather this time of the year. It's been pretty good so far. Let's hope it holds out for a while, but you're just going to hold it back another week or so if there's a problem with the weather?
Yes, yes. So we are planning for November 30th and December 1st, that Thursday, Friday. And then in case of bad weather, we are backing it up 1 week. So then we would be on Thursday, December 7th, and Friday, December 8th.
Okay. Eric, I suppose an event like this, it's great to get the information that you're going to receive from these experts in the field, but also the networking that you get to do and kind of picking other people's brains about how they run their operations and some of the particular things. That's got to be of value as well.
Yes, we definitely feel so. And we've had participants from similar meetings in the past that have really came back in, and so that they appreciate that. Maybe it's somebody that's in the same neighborhood as they are, but they've never really sat down from the table and talked about the challenges and the successes that they've had in their yard. So, of course, we want you to learn something from our speakers that we have, but we also feel it's just as valuable to visit with others that are in attendance as well, and a good learning opportunity all around.
Absolutely. Good opportunity for you to get together, and it's always good to learn a little bit of something from other folks and share some experiences. The Iowa Cattle Feeders Camp, again, that's coming up end of the month, November 30th, December 1st at the Armstrong Research Farm here near Lewis. So opportunity here close to home to get all of that important information. Find out more online, and you can get yourself signed up there too. Erica Lundy-Woolfolk is Iowa State University Extension Beef Specialist with the Iowa Beef Center, has been with us here this morning. Thanks for the time and the info, Erica. I hope you have a lot of success with that.
Thank you. We're looking forward to it.